Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
Welcome back, 23 After. Little Jackie Lewis bringing this back. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you from alpha to omega, whatever's on your mind on your with your small business, wherever you are in the time continuum of ownership, from startup to growth to maturity to getting rid of your business. You know, if you're ready to divest of your business. We've got something there on that we've either talked about or written about. Me and my Brain Trust members right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We got a new video up too, by the way, brand new one. And then of course the poll question, you can ask a different question. We ask a different question every week and we want to know what you think. So click the answer and you'll see how the poll is going so far. I want to talk about healthcare, folks. I've been talking about healthcare reform since 1998, within months after starting to do the show. When I first started doing the show, my policy for programming was that 80 to 90% of our programming would be about the fundamentals of running your business, the details, the current stuff, the new stuff, and the old stuff, blending all that together. The down and dirty, by the numbers, small business operation. But about 10, maybe sometimes 20% would be about public policy, because you and I are definitely affected by public policy. And one of the things that I knew in those days that was really an important public policy issue was healthcare reform, because the healthcare insurance costs were going through the roof for small business owners, and they continued to do that. And they really did in the early part of the last decade, going up double digits, compounding every year. And so I was talking about this a long time, probably before President Obama was even a politician, when he was still a community organizer. I was talking about healthcare reform. And I was doing it, I've got the records to show this, I was doing this with people like Grace Marie Turner, who's already had a 14th anniversary with us, talking about healthcare reform. So all during this time, a number of healthcare reform options have been proposed, and every single one of them are still available and still viable and still could help us turn healthcare reform around and get it going in the right direction in a way that makes sense, that gets you the coverage you need, doesn't cost you more than it has to, helps the doctors and all the caregivers and the hospitals and the insurance companies and everybody can make a living with this. And here's how you do it. You allow people to buy health insurance across state lines, because a lot of states have mandates loaded up in their healthcare by local legislation. For example, in New York, whether you want it or not, you're going to have to pay for a bunch of care that's guaranteed in your policy, even though you don't need it. You can't strip it down. You can't say, I just want a basic one. You have to take all of it. But if you could buy across state lines, then you can buy wherever you wanted to. You could go to a policy that had what you wanted in it. Why can't you do that? You can buy a car like that. You can buy a suit with however you want it, right? You can buy your steak however you want it, your eggs, right? Why can't you do health care? Why is it different? It shouldn't be. So buy health care across state lines. That's a great reform that needs to be done. It's been proposed, but it was shot down by the people who wanted universal health care, like Ted Kennedy, the late Ted Kennedy. He couldn't stand the idea of that because he knew it was his enemy. Another one is health savings accounts. It started out as MSAs, medical savings accounts. Now they're health savings accounts. I have one. My employees have one. Steve Forbes' organization. That's what he insures his people. He told my audience that. HSAs are a great way for you and me to become healthcare customers, not just healthcare patients, meaning that we can learn what the value of our healthcare is, not a $20 copay, but to be self-insured. Americans need to become self-insured. Now, when I say self-insured, that could be $500. That means you cover the first $500. In my case, I cover the first $5,500. That's the kind of policy I have. And the premiums are affordable because I can't afford to cover a $5,000 bill if I have to. If you can't, if you can only cover $500, then get a policy like that. HSAs, they work like a charm, and they help the owner save money and build an IRA for health care. And it stays with you. It belongs to you, and you can give it to your children afterwards instead of paying the insurance company all that money. If you don't need it, you keep the money. And guess what else? This is another great reform. It's portable. Wherever you go, you can take it with you. No more COBRA. You don't have to worry about the COBRA if you lose your job or if you decide to go to another, to quit or whatever. No more COBRA. You can, the HSA can go with you. That's another example of real live reform. Another one is association health plans, meaning allow chambers of commerce, for example, to band together and to buy insurance, to offer insurance to their groups, to their members, and build small groups like that. Folks, this is real reform. This is real reform. This, all of those things except HSAs have been killed by proponents of things like Obamacare. And I will tell you this, folks, there's nothing about Obamacare that has to do anything to do with reform. It is not reform. If it gets struck down, if it is abolished, there are plenty of things, that market-based solutions that we can create that are real reform.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.